You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 759.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Starter was The Bourgeois, who we've played a few times before.
Once or seven.
Even worse than I imagined. My response to that was, ooh, one we haven't played before. I think we missed it. Somebody described them as music for people who like to decorate their leather jackets with blood nightly. You can find out more by checking out thebourgeoisband.com.
Okay. Welcome everyone to the podcast episode 759. It's really good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of some rather awesome Creative Commons music, and we'll have some things to talk about. Things about stuff that's happening around us, which is kind of our thing. But before we do that, we're going to have some music. This is Stefan Kartenberg featuring The Spinwires with Into the Night. Into the night. Again.
attraction. It's just a matter of when. A chain reaction. A silver bullet can't stop me now. It's getting late and the sun's gone down. I hope my feet keep me on the ground. Let out a howl and run into the night. A cold chill runs down your spine. Into the night. I feel your body next to mine. Into the night. I've got a full moon up outside. Dance with the devil in pale moonlight. Breaking through my skin. I'll run as fast as I can.
Dead late already? Blimey! Hear ye, hoist the anchors. Let's come about sharp and sail close to shore. I want to be able to download the latest podcast episode with Dave and Caroline. Come on, I'll be quick about it, or I'll swear I'll flog you with a cat with the seven tails. Hurry, man, hurry!
Got away with words. 16, you know, she thinks the world is hers. Never really felt the need to self-preserve. She's got a plan, you see. Rich and famous by the time she's 23. Ain't it nice to be so young and so naive? Nothing gets in the way of childish dreams. Stand tall, fight on. You don't gotta live like this no more. I feel your pain. Never give up. This life will change. And now she's 25, living
she's 29. Broken down and feeling like she can't survive. No one told her this is what it means to try.
Another corking track from John Worthy. That was added on the 17th of April to Jamendo. And I really like that he's really experimenting with different sounds and styles at the moment. Mm. From Nashville in Tennessee. And you can find out more by checking out John Worthy Music on Facebook.com. And that track was called Stand Tall, Fight On.
Excellent. I quite liked that.
I did.
It was... He's gone a little bit boppy, disco-y type of dance track recently. That was a nice...
Not in all of them. He's done rap. He's done a bit almost like reggae. He's done a bit of different styles.
Yeah, he's done, yeah. But this was a nice down-tempo one. And before that, you heard Stefan Kartenberg featuring the Spinwires with Into the Night. So this was Stefan Kartenberg's remix of the Spinwires track Into the Night that we originally played on episode 731 back in October of last year. The Spinwires placed the vocals for that track onto CC Mixter. Stefan grabbed hold of it, did his magic on it, and that is what you heard. We have played tons of Spinwires, tons of Stefan Kartenberg. You can find out more about Stefan over... Well, you can't find more about him, but you can find a lot more of his music over at ccmixter.org/people/... I'm going to say that again. ccmixter.org/people/JeffSpeed68. And he's from Germany. So let's have a quick nosy in our chat room. We have a nice little trickle of conversation going through at the moment, which is really nice to see.
We've got chatter from Peter Patterson, Fish Davidson, Paul Tansom,
me and you, obviously.
Me and you. Fat Freddy's in the room. Mike Dracio.
Yeah, Fat Freddy's not listening at the moment, but...
No, but he's in the chat room talking. Aris.
Yes, he is.
I'm not calling him an Aris, if it's somebody called Aris.
Rude.
And I think that's it. And whilst I've not seen Yannick chatting, he was chatting only because he helped me check a song for swearing.
Yes, indeed. Awesome. Well, as always, thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining us live.
Yannick did wave.
Oh, excellent. Maybe he knew that the timings, that was about the time that he I don't know. But yes, apologies for anybody who thought we weren't doing a live show this week. It's actually next week we're not doing a live show. But I know I did confuse. Oh, yeah, I'm not here, says Yannick. So he's listening.
Also, next week I shall be visiting the vampire. I'll be letting somebody suck out a pint of blood donation. Just in case you're
right.
Wondering.
Completely and totally confused me then. Awesome. Right, let's crack on with some more music, and then we've got a couple of things to talk about that are happening over the next couple of weeks. This is Raja featuring Crazy Little Asian with Tamana.
This is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and although I would like to explore Creative Commons music myself, I just don't have the time or inclination to go hunting it down, and that's why I listen to the Bugcast. Dave and Caroline find the best stuff and serve it up to me every week, and I can just kick back and enjoy it. I don't have to do any work, so thanks guys, and enjoy the Bugcast.
that was Rewind with Everything Is Going to Be All Right from Austria. I put a note in there saying I think Dave will like this one.
And I did.
The band was founded in 2014 and it was influenced by trip-hop and rock scene of the 90s, psychedelic movement of the 60s and 70s, and they are a quartet that combine instrumental parts with electronic samples in their songs. They like to do a bit of vocals that are near psychedelic or near jazz atmospheres, which I think that fulfilled.
Mm.
Can't link to a website because I can't find one, so I have linked their Jamendo profile.
Fair play. From their Jamendo profile, you can also get to their EP on YouTube Music as well, apparently. So, and before that, you heard Raja featuring Crazy Little Asian with Tamana. And she said, well, Crazy Little Asian says, this is basically about how I felt in my country before leaving. Tamana means that's enough in English, which could both mean enough as in worth and enough signifying that you cannot take any more and that you've had enough of a something or a situation. This song apparently was picked to be played on Real Housewives' Ultimate Girls Trip. Not exactly the best-selling point for it, if I'm being honest. But as the lyrics and meaning to the song are quite deep, Crazy Little Asian released the song in its a cappella form onto CC Mixer to give it more room to breathe. Well, to be honest, if I had any of my material featured on Real Housewives, I'd want to find an alternative as well. You can find more about Raja, who is from Germany, at rajamusic.de. We have played him before. We've also played Crazy Little Asian hundreds of times. Well, tens of times, at least.
Excellent.
Right. Okay, so we've got a couple of things coming up over the next 2 weeks. One of them, well, they're both annual events, and both annual events that we spoke at length about last year. The first one is actually tomorrow. And it is, of course, the Eurovision Song Contest. If you've listened to this show for any period of time, you will know that the Eurovision Song Contest is an event in this household. We don't book anything on the Saturday evening. We get in snacks. We get in the goodies in the oven, so pizza and nibbles and all the rest of it. We have, Caroline and I have our scorecard featuring all 26 countries. And we will go through, and as the songs are playing, we'll rank them, we'll put our comments in, and we will try and determine for ourselves who has won. Now, typically, we are catastrophically wrong. Although last year, we pretty much called it, didn't we? If you remember.
Yeah, it was unusual for us.
Very. Well, nobody expect. Well, so I certainly didn't expect the United Kingdom to do as well as it actually did. But the outcome from it was pretty much as we predicted, and it was really good to see. But this year is slightly different because I'm actually running a sweepstake at work for the Eurovision Song Contest, and I've made some mistakes in setting it up. I set it up with the full 37 countries, so that means that those people that got knocked out as a result of the two semi-finals are already not able to win. So I think if I run this next year, I will do it based purely on the grand final rather than from all participants. At least that way, everybody that participates will have an equal chance of winning based on the random selection of countries that they get.
Yeah.
Rather than having two opportunities to get knocked out and not be able to get any further.
And I'll call it now. I don't think that I know that our track for the UK is proving very successful on TikTok and streaming and all that sort of thing. It is an earworm. I don't think it'll be like Sam Ryder when we rise straight to the top.
Personally, I think it's awful, but no, other opinions are available.
It's catchy and it's not my kind of song, but if I judge it in line with Eurovision, it fits in.
It kind of does, but I think If you look at some of the more recent years, I think people are actually getting bored of Europop. You know, the top five contenders from this year were all really, really good songs.
Yeah, and interestingly, in the first semi-final, people were raving on Twitter about Malta, and it didn't make it. It was called The Busker, and it had got a saxophone, not necessarily thinking it was playing it live or anything. But yeah, it was a bit of a weird one. It was really popular, but it didn't get chosen by the judges. Yannick was asking about Switzerland.
Yes, they got through.
Yes, they got through.
Yeah, they will be appearing... Oh, is that the running order? They will be appearing third.
We will be the last song.
We will, because we're the hosts.
Also, Sweden, which is Loreen, who run in previous years with Euphoria, has another track that isn't Euphoria, but sounds a little bit like Euphoria.
Tattoo.
Is a hot favourite.
Yes, and Finland, I believe, are also a big favourite. They're appearing 13th. I can't even pronounce the name of the artist, but it could be Karia.
Yeah, and my opinion, Ukraine, they may do well because of the political atmosphere and being able to show support, but their song is nowhere near as strong as last year's.
Oh, no. Last year, I found... And I think I mentioned this to you earlier in the week, Caroline. I found some time ago a YouTube video of the song Stefania, which was Ukraine's winning song last year, looped in an hour-long YouTube video. And I have been playing that on loop for months whilst I've been working. Because it is such a good tune. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Kalush Orchestra on the stage again tomorrow, just to see what else they come up with.
Yeah. And I have the most important question of all, which I am going to share with the chat room. How does our entry function with the nails? You'll see what I mean in a minute, and this is a...
You're going to have to translate that for our listeners.
Right, so every photo I see of them, they have the most ridiculously long nails. And I just don't understand how they can function.
Have you posted it?
I'm about to.
Oh.
I mean... Practicalities, man.
Yes, so those are a little bit long nails. But
and the ones that she was wearing in an interview that I saw yesterday or the day before, imagine those nails, but with very sharp, pointy ends.
They are clearly stuck on.
Yeah, but again, do you know what? Yeah, it's hard to explain why I dislike nails like that, because I just think from a sheer practicality point of view, you can't pick your nose, you can't wipe your bum, and you can't...
Peter just said that, but actually I think it would be much easier to pick your nose.
If you want to poke out your brain in the...
No, but you can get sort of deeper and... Right, can we move on from this?
Oh yes, please. I can just imagine the nail going through the brain, yep.
Really? Do you think that's really likely? Remember that scene from Total Recall, the original one, where he pulls this, like, the tracker ball out of his... Yeah. Anyway, and then next week, so the week after Eurovision, somebody is participating in an art exhibition.
I am. So it is the Ravenfield Art Exhibition. I have... put in so far 10 pieces, and if I can get another couple done before next Friday, I can put in extra. But yes, really, really proud of what I've done. And what I will do is I will post a collage of the ones that I have submitted into the chat room, because I shared it with my colleagues.
Sorry, Peter's just posted the gif of the Arnold Schwarzenegger
taking
very good indeed. Now there is something else happening next weekend, But I will talk a bit more about that later on in the show.
Yes, you will.
So let's crack on with some more music. This is Radio on the Shelf featuring Briarius and Emily and Reg the Rapper with They Wanted to Dance, They Wanted to Fly.
It was one of those nights I was feeling kind of lethargic, and I knew I shouldn't have went to that place at all, but whatever was in my mind, my body pushed those thoughts aside because it just wanted to dance. It just wanted to fly. This was a funk decision. I even had funky premonitions of me floating around the room, passing flowers to all the boys and girls. Those roses and daisies and tulips and paisley skies. Was it that time to trip? Or was I just high on the sounds of the speaker that was coming out the wall? Or was this just another dream? Am I even here at all? I see faces in the crowd, and it seems like they're looking through my soul, like I'm this invisible man who's trying to become whole, but scream to the top of my lungs, but no one seems to hear me. Maybe the music was just too loud.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org. Baby.
Flamme à purger, se confier sans souffrir, c'est se noyer sous la douche. J'ai passé du temps à souffrir, ma plume a que ça à la bouche. Hey, stop, allez, on panique pas, joue pas Titanic, y'a pas de magie à avoir réussi dans nos mécaniques. Y'a aucun rêve au mitard et rester magique, ta glace te l'expliquera. Je que t'as peur d'elle, chaque matin t'as l'écho en pleurs. Calme tes ardeurs, qui t'avise dès l'enfer, enfile le débardeur. Vol de tes ailes, mais ne vole pas les miennes. Pas sous silence, la dérigo des reines. Figé sur le front, on emmerde les modes, on laisse passer les affronts, on bouscule les codes. Paré, paré, j'ai le carré d'as, je vais paré, paré, mais laisser ma trace. Tu parles d'amour, j'en vois pas des masses. Non, tu parles d'oseille, j'en vois pas des liasses. Je crois ce que je vois, et j'écris ce que je vis. J'ai arpenté le chemin de croix à travers portée de mes cris. Nos parcours sont hors la loi. La rage me pousse hors du lit, et tant mieux si le chat aboie, car ça veut dire qu'il est en vie. Hey! Trouver le refrain dans la seconde, marcher droit sur une terre, on dessine nos corps à la plume. Faut faire le meilleur son du monde, l'espoir en dans la ronde et j'irai marcher sur la lune. Trouver le refrain dans la seconde, marcher droit sur une terre, on dessine nos corps à la plume. Faut faire le meilleur son du monde, l'espoir en dans la ronde et j'irai marcher sur la lune.
De toute façon j'ai besoin de personne. J'en vis même pas ce qu'on de l'espoir. Vos histoires à dormir debout balèque, à la fin je m'enterre seul. Certaines vérités sont des armes à feu. J'ai vu les femmes, moi je suis le boss de fin même si ce n'est pas un jeu. Il n'y a que l'avenir qui me fera mal. Je suis dans le vaisseau, je ne tiens pas les commandes. À part reparler mal, tu veux parler comment? Les hommes sont irréfléchis, la vie suit son cours tout comme moi. Mais suis pas les tendances, t'es pas perdu, t'es juste dépressif. Tu peux tout avaler avec des chiffres. Ta colère augmente, la mienne rétrécit. J'ai le temps devant moi mais jamais de répit. Je suis plus en état, je me suis laissé faire. Je préfère m'en aller si tout part en éclat, j'aime laisser faire. Dorer de l'intérieur, c'est ce qui me nettoie, c'est nécessaire. J'avais le monde, on me l'a pris. Faudrait que je recharge les batteries. Si je m'en vais loin, c'est bien que j'ai mes raisons. Toi t'es là et tu m'as pris la tête. Est-ce moi ou est-ce que la terre est ronde?
Trouver le refrain dans la seconde. Marcher droit sur une terre, on dessine nos corps à la plume. Faut faire le meilleur son du monde, l'espoir en dans la ronde et j'irai marcher sur la lune. Trouver le refrain dans la seconde. Marcher droit sur une terre, on dessine nos corps à la plume. Faut faire le meilleur son du monde, l'espoir en dans la ronde et j'irai marcher sur la lune.
That was Kentix with Sur la Lune from Paris in France. No bio, but they do have a few other tracks available. And because it had a bit of rapping in a different language.
Rapping at that.
I didn't think it was angry rapping.
It sounded.
I thought it was infused rapping. So I did consult the Oracle I checked with Yannick, and at 1924, Yannick said, I award this track the French guy's seal of cleanliness. So
nice.
We have, we've had our Oracle check, and it is free of the swears.
Excellent.
You can find out more by checking it on Facebook as Kentick's Art.
Excellent. Really like that, actually. And before that, you heard the Radio on the Shelf featuring Briarius and Emily and Reg the Rapper with They Wanted to Dance, They Wanted to Fly. On this track, on CC Mixter, it says the following thing. The cities are full of the young and displaced who have left their homes for a myriad of reasons and who are now trying to survive on the streets. That's all it says. But if you listen to the vocals, the actual lyrics of the song, it does kind of try and convey that particular message. And I really like this track because it had a mix of styles that I would not usually have gravitated towards. And I just felt it was different. You can find more of Radio on the Shelf's music over at ccmixter.org/people/radio-on-the-shelf. Right, we have one more track to play, which I will tell you about very shortly. Just a quick reminder that our next virtual pod crawl Jitsi for early summer 2023 will be taking place next weekend, next Saturday, the 20th of May, from 6 p.m. UK time. We are currently UTC+1, so work that out in your local time zone. So Saturday the 20th of May from 6 p.m. UK time. We will be posting more details closer to the event, and on the day we will be posting the link to the video conference that we'll be inviting everybody to come and join. You can find that over at tuxjam.otherside.network/podcrawl. And while you're there, we actually released a new episode of Tux Jam today as well. So, you know, two birds with one stone, etc. Right. In 2 weeks' time, the Bugcast episode 760 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 26th of May from 9:30 p.m. UK time-ish onwards. So we're not having a live show next week because we'll be out, I think, as a family. I've not actually consulted everybody, but I think we're all going. We have a cinema event happening at our local church, which we're going to go and participate with. And also the 26th of May, that date sounds familiar for some reason. I'm trying to stare somebody out at the moment and they're not actually biting.
What date?
Friday the 26th of May.
Right, I thought it was the 27th.
Is that an important day for any reason? No? Not at all. What was that?
16.
10 or 20? 10. Okay, so he's insisting that he's going to be 10 in 2 weeks' time, which makes him younger than our youngest. So you didn't quite think that one through, did you? One of these days, I will get you talking behind this microphone. It will happen. It will. But anyway, yes, Dez, our middle child, will be turning 16 in 2 weeks' time. I do not know how it happened. No? No, okay. Right. If you'd like to get in contact with us for any reason whatsoever, you can do so over Facebook or Twitter or Mastodon or anywhere in the Fediverse or even by email. For the full details, you can find over at thebugcast.org/contact. And I've just had notice in our chat room that our very own Peter Patterson, Mint Spider, who is in our chat room right now, will have been in the United States for 24 years this coming Wednesday.
Ooh.
Excellent. Now, why you'd want to get away from this amazing country we live in, I don't know. Anywho, last track time, and we're going to be playing a track by Susie E, who we have played on the show before. She's a multi-instrumentalist born in Bavaria in the 1960s as the daughter of farmers. At the age of 7, she started in a local folk band where she played the clarinet and trumpet. As a teenager, she switched to guitar and piano and performed in various school bands. Her career as a professional musician began with her studies in Munich. Since then, she's been working as a studio musician, music teacher, and freelance artist. We played her track Get It Together on episode 749 back in February, but the track we're going to be playing you this evening was actually taken from her 2023 album release, Catchy Singers Part 21. Yes, that does mean that she has had that many albums in that series. I think that probably means she's coming up to 50 albums on Jamendo alone, which is quite something. She doesn't have a website, so we'll be linking in our show notes to her Jamendo profile, so you can go and enjoy all of that amazing music for yourself. So thank you very much indeed for listening. We shall catch you in 2 weeks. We shall leave you with Susie E and her track, Heartbreak. See ya.
See ya.
I confused you, didn't I?
Yeah, bye.
Next week, hello, bye. In it.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.